Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing managing employee compensation and benefits. Compensation is the method and practice of maintaining balance between interests and operating the company within the fiscal budget and attracting, developing, retaining, and rewarding high-quality staff through wages and salaries, which are competitive with the prevailing rates for similar employment in the competitive market. It is the cornerstone of an effective talent management strategy. So, as we were talking about before, you want to make sure that you retain top talent. You need to make sure that you are providing competitive rates for the employment in the marketplace. So that's one way to really give incentive for top talent to stick around with your organization. So, natures of compensation. Basic pay, variable pay, benefits. So our basic pay is typically going to be just our base salary, right? So then we have variable pay, right? Which could be a bonus structure, right? You're paid for your performance that goes above and beyond, right? And then we have benefits, right? Healthcare benefits, disability benefits, right? Those types of pay are the nature of our compensation system. Objectives of compensation planning: internal equity, external equity, individual equity, attracting talent, retaining talent, cost control, compliance with legal rules, ease of operation, right? So, internal equity, right? We want our employees to feel like that they are gaining some equity inside of our organization by being appreciated, by being recognized, and also by being compensated. External equity, we need to make sure this also goes with the recognition, the employee of the month, those type of things. That's compensation. It makes them feel like they have equity in the company and that they are being recognized for their talent. Individual equity, telling them good job, one-on-one appreciation, showing them that you do appreciate them. Attracting talent. Now, we want to put ourselves in a position to where we want to be sought after by top talented people. So, if we're sought after by top talented people, we'll have an easier opportunity to get them ingrained into our culture and then have a better opportunity of retaining them long term. But we also need to learn how to control our costs, right? So we can't just be overcompensating everybody, right? We need to make sure that our costs are controlled, the compensation is strong but fair. Compliance with legal rules, right? We need to make sure compensation is all done legal, especially with any kind of variable benefits or pay, such as bonuses. Ease of operations. As we retain top talent, the ease of our operations will continue to increase because we have top talent that know what to do, that have the skill set, that can drive it forward. And as an upper level manager, you will have an easier time with your job being able to manage whatever it is that you need to manage because you know that you have high quality, talented, skilled professionals working underneath you that are dedicated to doing a good job. Systems to achieve the objectives. Job evaluation. As an employer, my employee needs to know what it is they are to do, how to do it, when to do it, and then after they provided those functions, we need to find a way to evaluate their work. And you can do this if they provide solid, strong work. You can provide wage increases. Salary ranges can go up. But if they're doing a poor job, no increases for them, no bonuses for them. Wage and salary adjustments according to performance. So fringe benefit. The term fringe benefits refers to various extra benefits provided to employees in addition to the compensation paid in the form of a wage or salary. The objectives of fringe benefits are to create and improve sound industrial relations, to boost up employee morale, to provide qualitative work environment and a strong work life, to provide security to the employees against social risks like old age benefits and maternity benefits, to protect the health of employees and to provide safety to the employees against accidents, to promote employees' welfare by providing welfare measures like recreation facilities, to create a sense of belongingness among employees, and to retain them. Hence, fringe are called golden handcuffs. This gives them kind of icing on the cake, so to speak, right? These things that they get from their company that they necessarily didn't have to have, but the company allows them to have these benefits because it helps them in their organizational experience and ingraining themselves into the culture. Types of fringe benefits. For employee security, your employees need to know that they're secure so they can do a good job and not have any worries. For health protection, you know, they need health care. They should have some kind of subsidy or skin in the game from their organization that allows them to have health protection. For old age and retirement, if I've invested my life and my career into this organization, you know, that's why you have a lot of matching 401ks by organizations. They do that because they want to show their appreciation to their employees and help benefit them as they age.